Now, when you told your parents that you wanted to go work on the river, did your mother say, oh, but I want you to go to college or get an education? Or?
No, here's what I said. I need a job. You know, I'm used to working in hay, cutting the back.
And what year was that?
In 1971.
Okay.
And I asked my dad, and he worked for ACBL back then. And in the year they're in here in Paducah, there was a place called Malloy Marine Service, Cecil Malloy. He said, let me call Cecil Malloy and see if I can get you a job. And he did, and he called, and sure, I sent him on down. And I was 18 years old.
Wow. So you didn't go to work for your dad. You went to work for someone else.
In Paducah,
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. It just happened, you know. Yeah. I thought about it. I've been blessed all my life.
Yeah. Was the boat that you were working on for Malloy, was that a harbor boat or fleet boat?
Let me explain. I started out cleaning barges.
Oh, right.
This is my story. I started out on a 5-gallon bucket, a broom, and a shovel.
Wow.
Then I worked 6 months or so, and I helped stack barges, crane. Then I worked, become a deckhand on the crane barge. Then the guys on the tug liked me, so I just fell right into a deckhand on the tug. Next thing you know, you want to be a pilot.
Right.
And then I just fell right into that, you know.
No kidding.
And that's been... I become a pilot when I was 20 years old, and I'm 60 now.
Holy cow. And I had 20 years old.
And I had a second class pilot license. It's like a driving permit today, you know, for a short time.
Good gravy. So you've how many renewals have you had?
I'm working on 8 now.
Oh gosh. So 8 renewals. Wow. So and now did you have you spent the whole of that time?
I worked at 5 years here in Paducah at Malloy Marine Service. Mm-hmm. Wonderful years. Mm-hmm. And
but I mean, was there ever a time you didn't work on the river?
No, that's all I've done.
No kidding. So you didn't, 71, so that's after just about the tail end of the Vietnam War.
Right.
And so, holy mackerel. So since 1971, unbroken until 2013.
I've always worked. Always been blessed. It's just, I actually tell people, I said, I didn't do nothing. I just walked right into it. Mm-hmm. It's always that one door open. One closes, another one be open.
Wow.
And I have, in my destiny, I call it destiny, serendipity, some people call it.
Right.
Sometimes for your destiny, you're just waiting on you to walk through a different door, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what actually happened to me. It was out of my control, see.